This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tired of switching between stations for good music and engaging content? Well, switch no more. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
The Butterfly Foundation has just released research into the LGBT community and body image with the rise of social media and the power that it can have over us as Australians and LGBTQIA+ Australians. One of our favourite content creators who creates a body positive social media space, Matt Hay, also known online as All Right Hay, joins us to chat more. Matt, welcome to Joy Drive.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much for being here. Matt, what did the research discover about the LGBTQIA+ community and body image?
Well, basically that we still have a problem with it. We still have a big problem in our community with people thinking that, unfortunately, they need to look a certain way or change their bodies in a certain way or show up as some sort of ideal to Pride season and to Mardi Gras, which is really disappointing.
So, these big events like Mardi Gras and Sydney World Pride, they actually are having a factor on the way people feel about their body.
Yeah, definitely. I see a lot of people, which I thought I was in the clear this year. Usually, I see something every year, but this year I thought I was in the clear. But then I did see something yesterday from someone who I follow, you know, saying on that Mardi Gras shred. In the past, it has been a big thing where a lot of my friends, they partake in like, you know, this crazy diet and they're going to the gym every day, twice a day to try and get this perfect looking body for Mardi Gras. And you know, I have just always been the opposite of that as a fat and fabulous human being myself. You know, there's no point in me trying to slim down or change my body or do any of those crazy things to fit in at Mardi Gras, because at the core, Mardi Gras and Pride season, I mean, it's about showing up exactly as you are and embracing exactly who you are. And so for me, I just throw a bit of glitter on. There's no crazy crash diets or gym regimes. And I think this year, like, businesses have clocked on a lot better because, you know, in the past, we've seen gyms around the gay neighborhoods in Sydney promote, like, come in and do your Mardi Gras shred here at the gym and we'll give you a discount and things like that. And this year, I thankfully have not seen any of that, but there definitely just is some sort of talk in the community. Not from everybody, I will say. It's just a small minority of people who think that they need to change who they are to show up somewhere where you're encouraged to come exactly as you are.
Why do you think that there's this disproportionate impact and, I guess, emphasis on body image in the LGBTQIA+ community?
I mean, I think it just, like, we could go into all of the patriarchal and misogynistic and toxic masculinity.
Please don't.
Things and all of that, I know, but I mean, we've only got so much time.
Exactly.
But, I mean, I think it comes down to, like, that ideal body type that has been put in our minds from a very young age, like my whole life, not even just talking about being queer and showing up at Mardi Gras, like my whole life I've been told that I'm not worthy because I've always been a fat person. And so, it's like those stereotypes that are ingrained in our minds from a very young age that unfortunately contribute to this. And then I think it's amplified even more when it comes to something like Pride season or Mardi Gras, where there's just so much talk about it that it kind of, it's almost like a chain reaction and it changes everyone's wires in their brain. And yeah, unfortunately, that's what we've been seeing.
We're chatting to Matt Hay, known online as All Right Hay, about the Butterfly Foundation's new research into the LGBTQIA+ community and body image. Matt, why did you want to get involved and be a voice for this research?
Look, because for me, I've always just been someone who tries to exist for and be present and be visible for the people who do feel invisible. And I definitely felt that my entire life, whether it was being someone who had a bigger body or being queer, you know, growing up, I didn't see many, if any, queer people on TV. And especially if there were queer people on TV, they weren't, you know, child-friendly shows. So I wasn't watching them. And then of course, you know, my whole life, we went through things like the no sugar diet and everyone wanting to do fat free. I grew up in a fat free household because everything in my house was fat free. And then since then, we've learned with things like that sugar film that, you know, fat free wasn't as good for us as everybody thought. And, you know, there's all these different things that I've tried in my life, and I never really saw that representation. So for me these days, I just like to be that representation for other people who might want to follow me or see me online and see me absolutely killing it and doing all these fabulous things. And that's why it's so important for me to have done this campaign, especially around Pride, because I'm one of those people who advocates for just showing up as you are, because you are valid and you are allowed. Mardi Gras Pride, it's for everybody, no matter what shape, size, orientation, whatever race, wherever you come from, how much money you have. It doesn't matter. We're all just there to celebrate exactly who we are. So it's just about being visible for everybody.
Absolutely. It's kind of like an extension of what you present on all of your social platforms anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Fantastic. What advice would you give to people that are potentially scrolling on their Instagram at this time of year or just in general and they have, you know, bad feelings about themselves or their bodies?
Yeah, I mean, like, first of all, I do want to say I don't live in La La Land. Like, I know that this sort of stuff is a universal experience at the end of the day. We all have things that we want to pull apart from ourselves and, you know, point out things that maybe don't fit into society standards and anything like that. And I'm not going to lie, that was me for a very big majority of my life. Like, up until the pandemic, that's kind of when it changed for me, because the pandemic was one of those moments where I went, oh my gosh, everyone, no matter how much money you've got, no matter what you look like, where you come from, no matter your status in society, we are all in the same boat and we are all going through this together. And that was kind of what made me dumb it down in my mind. And I had this self-reflection where I was like, we also don't know how much time we have left. We don't know how much time, no one's guaranteed any more time on this earth. And I thought about my life up until that point, and I think I was about like 24 or 25 when the pandemic hit, and I'm 28 now. And so, like 25 years of my life pretty much has been spent worrying about the way I look or worrying if I fit in. And I've been there and I've done that. And it kind of just put into perspective, like, why am I wasting so much energy and so much time? And we are so limited with our time that, you know, it just was like, why am I wasting my time worrying about that when I'd rather worry about having a fabulous day every single day that I'm here?
You had like a genuine YOLO moment.
Yeah, it was like an epiphany. I felt like I was in the Simpsons movie. I was Homer. I was like, oh my gosh, everything's just, it was a revelation.
We are chatting about the Butterfly Foundation's new research into the LGBTQIA+ community and body image. Are there any resources that people can find to assist if they're feeling pressure to look a certain way this Pride season?
Yeah, well, the fantastic thing is, obviously, the Butterfly Foundation does amazing work, as well as Meta. I really love that Meta and Instagram have got on board with this, because it's something that we all pretty much all use, and it's accessible, and it's there for everybody to enjoy. And of course, come over to my Instagram as well. I'm constantly talking about being fat and fabulous, and the fact that being fat isn't a bad word. You know, we're changing that word. I used to, you know, hate calling myself fat, or if someone called me fat, and now I go, no, yeah, I am. No, I am fat. Like, it's okay to say, yes, I am fat, but I'm also a fabulous human being. You know,
yes,
what I mean? So it's
absolutely
just about finding,
you
got to
hype
places.
Yourself.
Exactly.
Let's hype you for a minute, because you do so much podcast, comedy, content creation. What's on the cards for you for the rest of the year?
Oh my goodness. So much is going on. Of course, I have my Spotify original podcast. Did you know, like, the only other people with Spotify originals are Kim Kardashian and like Meghan Markle. I feel like, I know, it's crazy. I don't know how I got the gig, but anyway.
Obviously it's truly well deserved, but that's incredible.
Yeah. So we have our podcast Trash Alley. And of course, just continuing to create content, make people laugh. All I've ever wanted to do in life is entertain people. So I feel like I'm doing that. And then I also love having that message of just showing up and living your life authentically and spending your time in safe spaces and things like that. So, there's lots on the cards this year that I'm going to be one of those people that goes, can't really tell you anything that's going on. You'll have to wait and see.
Well, I mean, with a Spotify original podcast, I feel like the things that are coming are really exciting. So, please don't spoil them on our account.
Absolutely.
You truly are an advocate for accepting who you are and loving the skin you're in. So, I really appreciate your time and also for you sharing this research with us.
Thank you. That's okay. Thank you so much for having me.
That's Matt Hay, aka All Right Hay. And for more info about what we spoke about and helpful resources, you can head to butterfly.org.au. And for more on Matt, you can find him on socials at All Right Hay.
Joy Drive. We ask the questions so you don't have to.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.